got bit by a poisonous spider.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. It's like rotting my flesh, but
I'm walking.
I'm walking.
Like, infection is like, well, like, fucks it up, it kills shit.
It'll go into the bloodstream.
But it's not like a bacteria. An infection requires like a bacteria, right?
Yeah.
So that's separate.
Yeah, exactly. That's what was so fucked up about the emergency room. This doctor was like, prescribed me an antibiotic. And I was like, I don't need a fucking antibiotic.
I need a fucking antidote to the venom.
No, what I wanted him to do was fucking cut it open and take the venom out.
I went to the emergency room ready for him to slice my leg open and to pull the venom out. You know? That was like everything I'd read.
They have the fucking
technology
to do that, but they just like are too ass, like heads up their asses to realize.
Suck it out?
He sucked it out. Well, what happened was my friend Chris popped it and he tried to suck it out. And then later on that night, we soaked it in really hot water and then we cut it open and let it drain out. And we did it ourselves. It was just really empowering, you know. I was like, I don't want to go to the, like, they're like, we'll do it ourselves, let's do it ourselves, but I didn't want to cut it open, have them drain it, then have to go to the emergency room and have them cut it open and drain it, you know? So we went to the emergency room, and they were like, the guy was such a fucking idiot.
The doctor told me that it was probably an infected mosquito bite.
Oh my god.
I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I got bit 2 weeks ago today, and all the books and everything say it takes 6 to 8 weeks to heal. And they give drugs for leprosy and gangrene as like the usual treatment. But I did a 5-day fast and supported my blood system with herbs and natural antibiotics, and like 2 weeks I'm walking. I couldn't walk for like 6 days. Like, people were calling me from the West Coast telling me to take antibiotics, but I wasn't ready to compromise my immune system. Yeah.
Well, what is spider bites have anything to do with, like, bacteria?
Well, the actual venom attacks the blood system, and if it gets infected, which it's really susceptible to infection because it's poison and stuff, then it can get into your bloodstream and you can lose your leg. There are people who have lost fingers and, like, we saw pictures, like, my friends saw pictures on the internet of people who had, like, holes, like, this big. Like, luckily, my hole is, like, that big. But, like, naturopathy. Some people are like, you're fucking lucky. I'm like, no, I'm not lucky. We know about fucking naturopathy, you know? And then other people are like, people still are like, you should have taken antibiotics. My mom came over and she's just like,
she does.
Like, I couldn't move. My mom comes over and she's like,
honey,
I know, you know, like, you're an herbalist and this and that. Like, but you know, I get a little worried. I have my leg up and she's like, and today she called me and she's like, oh, you know, you did the right thing. But there are still people that are like, you shouldn't take the antibiotics. If I had taken antibiotics, I would have totally compromised my immune system and I would have, like, a fucking yeast infection or a staph infection right now. And I did it as just, like, supporting my immune system and let my immune system fight that whole thing. Like, I didn't eat any food for 5 days. Like, I drank juice and broth to get enough nutrients, but, like, I didn't want to... Like, the philosophy of fasting is that you're not giving your body, like, you're not letting your body digest and waste the energy on digesting the food. Your body's fighting off whatever it needs to fight off, but it has the nutrients, yeah, juice and broth. With anything, any fucking disease, that's the first thing to do is to fucking stop eating and drink juice and broth. That's the base of healing.